This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Coming up, New Yorkers leaving. They're out of there. Escaped from New York. Like more than 100,000 of them in a one-year time frame. Getting out. We'll talk about that. Also, Gary Johnson botches it up again in yet another media one of the worst possible botches he could have made in a media appearance. We'll tell you about that on the way. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We got Ferris. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ferris.
Good evening. Calling from the great town of Freedom, New Hampshire. What a great name that is.
You really can't get much better than that.
And what a great place to start the revolution. What do you think?
Well, you can do that. I think that's great. I don't know about a revolution, but I prefer peaceful.
Well, I do.
Yeah, I prefer peaceful
but
methods.
We tried that and it didn't work. We've lost the thing. And now we can't vote our way out of this because of what Snowden and others have revealed. And that is that there has not been a free and fair election here in our country since 1960. And that now, if you...
No, Snowden revealed that information. What are you alleging?
What I'm alleging simply is that the elections are frigged. Election frigging is a term that was born out of the two terms fraud and rigging. We took the two words, pushed them together, and came up with election frigging and launched it on a show that claims to have 20 million listeners, and that gave it legs about 2 years ago. And then because it's had legs, it went on to the Fox News channel. And it's gotten the attention of the nation, I think, and the call to action that it would be senseless to vote until we go in and fix our voting systems.
Now, how do you plan on doing that exactly?
Well, many different ways, and that's why Trump proclaimed to his Hannity's audience on a Monday in August that he could not win the election because of what we call election frigging. He said that flat out. And then shortly after that, went on to ask his supporters to help in this campaign by doing some things, starting with a commitment to go and watch what happens at the polls. You see, simply observing and exposing what's going on at the polls can cut down on this election frigging.
And I agree. I mean, sending people to actually watch the people count the votes, if that indeed is something that still happens. In New Hampshire, it still happens.
Well, I know that Free Staters watch the votes, the whole process, from the doors opening to the doors closing, the votes counted.
Not in every town.
In my town.
Okay, in your town.
But we have to cover a nation, and we have precious little time to do it. And one of our inspirations is radio talk show host, who is now out of that business, but had a nice show in Wilmington, North Carolina. His name is Curtis Wright. And Curtis Wright went in and voted in the last presidential election into his voting place in Wilmington, North Carolina, cast his vote in the computer. Keep in mind, there's no more voting booths anymore. You don't pull the lever. You go to a computer, you put something in a computer in a government building with a camera.
Well, maybe in Wilmington, but in New Hampshire there are still voting booths. So.
Yeah, I fill out my ballot with a number two
pen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
your mileage may vary in various various different places. But I mean, I was just curious. You claim that
New Hampshire
Trump
doesn't count, though. Really, New Hampshire doesn't count. Excuse me.
It counts for those of us who live here.
But you
brought up
election.
This idea of frigging. You talked about Trump using the term. If indeed the elections are rigged, and I'm not saying they aren't, but if they are, then how did Trump get the nomination in the first place? Wouldn't that mean that the riggers rigged it for him?
It's quite possible, but see, the nomination does not a president make.
No,
but it's a voting process. people went to the voting booths.
I voted in the primary, the same place that I'm going to vote in the general.
Yeah, right, it's of little consequence compared to the national election. In other words, if the end game is rigged, then who cares what happens along the way would be my answer. But please let me get out this illustration of the talk show host, Curtis Wright of Wilmington, North Carolina. He went into the voting place, cast his ballot for Romney in the last election, and went over to the lady lesbian who was in charge of the voting place. Notice that most of the voting places are in the hands of women, and most of them are highly motivated lesbians.
So I don't know where you're getting that from.
The guy who took my ballot was an old man. He didn't seem like a lesbian.
Again, yeah, but you're talking in New Hampshire, and I'm talking about the real world out here.
All right.
In the middle of things that, you know.
We got lesbians in New Hampshire. I've seen them.
There's a lot of lesbians in New Hampshire, yeah, but they kind of keep to themselves.
Well, I love the lesbians everywhere they are, but I do know that the militant wing of the lesbian movement has taken over everything that's important to control, including the Boy Scouts of America, just recently at their board meeting in Irving, Texas. But back to Curtis Wright and what happened to him and his vote. He cast his vote for Romney. He, in that precinct, in that area, it's de rigueur to ask the lesbian to come over and validate your vote. So he did. And she came over and she said, "Yes, Mr. Wright, you did vote and your vote was counted. It was counted for Obama." And of course, Wright said, "What? It was cast for Romney." And she said, "Well, I'm afraid it was counted for Obama." What she didn't tell him is it was counted as 69 for Obama. In other words,
what does that
computer
mean?
Programming. What, beg your pardon?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What that means is the following: that the programming of computers and hacking of computers is something that the left is excellent at. They have the best the computer hackers in the world. And so if you program your computer to count a vote, to cast for one candidate, but let's say we can program a computer to account every fourth vote for Romney as 17.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Absolutely. They absolutely could do that.
This is textbook. Yeah.
But why would they be so stupid as to tell the man that he voted for something that he didn't vote for? I mean, why would they do that? Why would they throw it in his face like that?
Well, why would they be that stupid? Well, see, what you have there is a situation where you have the intelligentsia at the top of the secular progressive movement, you know.
When George W. Bush got elected back in the year 2000 and 2004, was that also the frigging, or was that, you know, just the way things went?
That has to be a topic for another day, but I've
enjoyed it. Well, thank you for the call tonight, then. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, just to – look, it's one thing to say that there's holes in the voting system, that the electronic voting methods are questionable, that they could be hacked or programmed in the ways that he was suggesting.
I think they could.
Okay. But to say that it's all the left that's doing it is a ridiculous position.
Well,
the idea that the
they
right –
they sure have been falling down the job when it comes to the U.S. Congress, right? I mean,
who's they?
The left. I mean, for God's sakes, Obama hasn't been able to do anything for the last 6 years.
Oh, you're saying
because the place is full of Republicans.
You said they failed. If indeed the left is in charge of rigging the elections, that they've been doing a terrible job.
Sure.
That's
now, I will give you this, that you could probably place these rigged voting machines in 20 counties in the United States, and if you got to pick the counties, that you would get to pick the president.
Mm.
And the reason is because there's only 10 or so states that count as far as being swing states, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rest are going to go red or blue, and there's nothing you can do about it. And in those states, there's really only a few counties that matter. So if you got to choose which counties that you placed these machines in, then you could swing the tide one way or the other when it comes to president. And the president is an important position. I'm not going to deny that. It's just that it's, you know, these are conspiracy theories, right? I mean, that's all they can be. They really can't be anything else. Proof. I mean, I got to hear the story of the talk show host there. And
it's unbelievable that they would tell him, you know, if they were in.
It doesn't sound very believable to
me. That, you know, he would say, "I voted for one thing," and they would tell him he voted for something else. But anyway, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, the Republicans and the Democrats are interested in keeping their power. That's why they're trying to keep people like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein out of the debates. So, you know, whether there's voter fraud or not, or who's in charge of it, I suspect if there is, it's various different groups that are struggling for control over that. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us on the radio. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, our last caller calling in, talking about how he wanted a revolution. And I said, well, you know, I don't really support violence. And he says, well, you know, that's what it's come down to. But then he talked about how his solution was to go into the voting locations and watch them count the votes. So I'm glad to hear that he actually had a peaceful solution instead of advocating for violence.
I understand totally why people are frustrated.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it sucks.
This is frustrating. And there are no easy solutions. If you could find freedom for yourself simply, well, I mean, everybody would do it. But it's just not possible. It's hard, hard work.
I did watch the first episode of the new season of South Park with Renee this week, and it was funny because they were poking fun at the presidential candidates. They also poked fun at the whole national anthem situation as well. But they were kept using this over and over throughout the show that America has a choice between a giant douche and a crap sandwich.
Yeah, that's old yeah. news for them. Yeah.
Well, apparently I'm not a fan of the show, so I haven't seen all 20 seasons, so I couldn't tell you how many times they've used that joke.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using it this year, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah,
and very accurate. The thing is, I couldn't figure out until they revealed which one they considered to be the crap sandwich or the giant douche.
Was Donald Trump the giant douche?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds more accurate to me.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll talk to Timmy. He's in Idaho.
Timmy,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Timmy, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think about this run-up to World War III? Because it's like all the wires are already in place for the bomb to go off. It's just waiting.
Now, what are you suggesting will launch or trigger World War III?
Yeah, I need to know about the wires.
Not necessarily me, and like, they're just crazy how like all the superpowers, and they were the only two that are left, U.S., Russia, and China. Russia and China has mutual defense, you know, treaties with each other. And then I heard that the Philippine president is like scared out of his mind because he's trying to just be peaceful. And then he's getting...
The Philippines president is not peaceful.
Yeah, isn't he like having his police shoot people?
Yeah, there have been 3,000 people just basically killed in the streets by police and others and vigilantes just within the last 3 months in the Philippines.
Well, yeah, because you got to understand, that country, it's just like Mexico. I mean, I live
no, it's not just
border,
like Mexico.
So I understand, you know, it's like, what do you do when you have people who can pay their way out of prison? What do you do? What do you do? There's
no, they're killing
There's
people
no
at the behest of the president. President Duterte is the one ordering the killings.
If you, as the president, can't control your own prisons, then you don't have much of a government.
Well, no, it's because it all has to go with the economics because of their fiat currency. You know, only two of our dollars could buy a couple hundred of their dollars. And it all deals with, you know, currency and... When you have bad currency, you know, corruption just runs rapid. And dissolution is an extreme one, but it's really, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to let everybody be a heroin addict, crackhead? Is that what
the solution to people who are using heroin is not to murder them, which is what he is doing?
Well, no. He's not just murdering them. He mostly is murdering the pushers.
Well, you don't know that. There aren't 3,000. Let me tell you, there are not 3,000 pushers that have been killed in the last 3 months in the Philippines.
Yeah, cops willing to murder you.
Because the pushers are the users, too. To be honest with you, the pushers are the users, too. Because when you peddle that stuff, touching it, absorbs through your skin. So even if you want a user at a time, you're going to become one. Because you're going to get that little bit from it just by being around it.
Well, that's kind of paranoid.
What the animal is. You know, that's the
I don't
animal
know if there's
the
any truth to that, really. I don't know if handling cocaine is going to get you high. I don't know about that. That's a new claim.
Well, no.
It,
the BBC did a story in Mexico where they went to Sinaloa, I think it was a heroin factory, basically, you know, in little houses. Mm-hmm. And what they use is the street gang to distribute the stuff. It's not them themselves. And then you just see this big old powder of just heroin, powdered heroin, and they're just all these five boys are just putting it in little glass vials, you know, with no nothing. And then at the end of the whole thing, they're just all like talking ass.
There's plenty of drug dealers who are not addicted to their stash, and they tend to be the ones that are the successful ones because the ones that do get addicted to their product generally you know, miss their appointments and, you know, can't be trusted in to do business. So
yeah, one of the
really
real difficulties, I suppose, is the breakdown of law and order. So if I was to claim that Duterte is a drug dealer, should I be able to shoot him right in the face multiple times? Bim, 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 drug dealer. What's up?
Look, there's a needle on him.
Well, if you could do that, because right now, Philippines is anarchy. So right now, basically,
that's because they're police. They're shooting people without the rule of law. The government is the only one that can create anarchy.
I'm agreeing with you. What you propose is really true. Somebody could do that if they can have a chance to do that.
No, they couldn't.
Will it happen?
Because
plausibly, but somebody could and say, I will find out. Right now, it's in that tedious situation to where it could develop into an anarchy state because you got two big superpowers.
It's getting hard to understand you. It's a little bit muffled. Thank you for the call tonight, Timmy. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think we were agreeing with Timmy at all. It sounded like he was okay with shooting people in the streets, and that's not okay.
Well, he was saying, what other choice did they have?
Well, you can legalize drugs and then take it off the streets because then, you know, stores, businesses would be the ones that would be selling the heroin or the cocaine or whatever it would be. The product would be of a pure quality. It would be manufactured in controlled conditions. The prices would be uniform and competitive across the marketplace, and there would be a lot fewer crimes committed because the price would go down.
Sure.
If it were open, you know, competition in the marketplace.
Yeah, the idea that you could just shoot somebody because you say that they're a drug dealer is, you know, it's insane.
Well, I don't think you were on the show this week, Mark, when maybe you were, but there was a news story where a hitman has come out in the Philippines who claims to have worked for Duterte, who was the mayor of a city in the Philippines. Davao, I believe, is the city.
He had to get to president somehow, right?
Right. And so for the decades, like two decades, this guy was mayor. He was doing the same thing. He was having he had literally a hit squad going around murdering people, torturing and murdering people. And one of these men, one of the hitmen, has now come out and is testifying to some sort of congressional committee in the Philippines about his experiences, about basically he saw Duterte actually do murder himself. So, you know, Duterte actually got his own hands dirty. That's the kind of guy he is, apparently. According
to the
hitman
guy, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, maybe the hitman's got an axe to grind, and maybe all the stories are false, but it sure does line up with the guy's personality.
And don't forget that when you make it this difficult to be a drug dealer, as difficult as it's going to be in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Well, who's going to end up being all the drug dealers? It's going to be the cops. I mean, isn't
true.
Isn't it obvious that those are the people that are going to be dealing? It's not like police in the Philippines are compensated really, really well. Mm. And when a percentage of them then begin to, say, I'd sure like some of that sweet, sweet drug money.
Yeah.
Then the other police perhaps say that they're, you're dirty. Well, then they shoot that guy that made the claim against them and say he's the drug dealer. This is nuts.
Right.
This
so
nuts.
If you're a drug dealer who's a cop in the Philippines, you get to actually legally murder your competition.
Yep.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you,
as long as you cut your tattoo in,
can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
The toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, been busy on the phones here tonight. We haven't even gotten to any of the show prep that we have. Now, of course, you're always welcome to call in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Also, we invite you to call our on-demand listen line. Anytime you want, 24/7, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, as well as other great shows from LRN.fm, just by calling 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. Now, keep in mind, that is a long-distance number, I think, unless you live in Idaho, because that's the area code. But anyway, for most people, it's going to be a long-distance number. And if you have to pay for long-distance, you probably don't want to call that number. But if you've got unlimited long-distance, this costs you nothing to call up. And it won't cost your phone any data. So if you've got a smartphone, you've got limited data, this is a way to listen to our show and to the LRN.fm live stream.
Even unlimited data, if you use too much of it, gets throttled. So this is...
Okay, that's true.
This is basically everybody's got limited data. So this is a great way to listen to LRN.fm without affecting your data at all.
Correct. And you can also leave us voicemail. So if you're listening to the show and you feel inspired, you want to say something to us, you can leave a voicemail just by pressing zero. It'll give you the prompt. You leave your message and you're good to go. And we might just play those voicemails on the air. So call up 641-793-9660. 941-793-9660. Put that into your phone, whether you've got a smartphone or a dumb phone. This is actually a great way to listen without using any data whatsoever. 641-793-9660. The news coming from the New York Post, published just a few days ago, earlier this weekend, and that is that taxpaying New Yorkers are leaving in droves for other states, according to a new study. In 2014, 126,000 New York tax filers fled to other places in the United States.
That's a lot. Six figures.
That's huge. More than from any other state. So that is the biggest exodus of all of the 50 states.
So New York is one of the top five largest states. I believe it was number three
in population.
And moved to number four recently. Probably many people moving from New York to Florida. So there's not many states that are qualified to lose as many people as New York could lose.
Mm-hmm.
So New York losing 125,000 people is not nearly as big of a deal as, say, Vermont losing 125,000 people.
No doubt, that'd be a huge chunk of Vermont's population.
So one of their, you know, their qualifications as the state that lost the most people, then, well, you know, I mean, I guess I'm not color me somewhat unimpressed.
Well, I think it's great news. I think, you know, people are realizing they're getting screwed hard in New York State. It's the number 50 of all of the states, and number 50 in the rankings of freedom rankings. So there's the Freedom in the 50 States, which is put out by Cato Institute this year. Did you ever look into that, Mark, to see if it was Cato and Mercatus?
Or I couldn't find Mercatus on that list at all anymore.
I think they gave it up to Cato.
Yeah.
But
Cato's well funded.
And on that list, New York is number 50, and it's number 50 by like a mile. The difference between number 49 and 50
California
is tremendous.
New York sucks, and it sucks a lot.
And there's more here. The Empire State also lost the most high earners, people who reported incomes of more than $200,000 a year.
That's really important, people.
And that's because those people are getting hit the hardest in New York. Those are the people who create jobs. Those are the people who start businesses, who invest in business. And if those people are saying, we're out of here, that means there are going to be fewer opportunities for poor people in New York to get a job. So it's going to be harder and harder to live in New York as more of the productive people end up leaving that place. And of course, at the same time, you know the state government isn't going to roll back and cut taxes and all of a sudden get efficient.
No, they're going to raise taxes. Doing that.
If they're losing tax base, they're going to raise taxes on whoever it is that remains, which of course will drive more of them away.
Yeah. So just listening to this, it makes me think to some extent, you know, if somebody moves to, say, Connecticut, which is where a lot of rich people live.
Who work in New York.
Then I'll bet you they're counted as having left New York, but they continue to pay. They're probably continuing to work in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they're continuing to pay taxes on income made in the state or the city. And the city has its own income tax.
That's correct.
So some of those people, I'll bet, are poorly counted, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure. New York has been leading the nation in domestic migration for decades, said Wendell Cox, who co-authored the study. While the New York population is still growing, part because of immigration, many residents are leaving for other states because of high property taxes, a lack of business opportunities, and unaffordable homes, said Cox. The property taxes are bad, he said, but they're on top of an even worse situation in terms of affordability. In an interview Thursday with Post columnist Frederick Dicker on Albany Radio, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump trashed the upstate economy, saying, quote, Hillary Clinton, when she was senator, said she would bring back your job. She did nothing. It was such lies. All these places are dying. It turned out to be a total lie. Jobs have fled. It's death zones.
It sounds like Dicker agrees with Cox.
Illinois lost the second largest number of people to other states, with 82,000 people moving elsewhere in 2014, followed by California, which saw 57,900 residents depart. And all three of those states are three of the worst, most unfree places in the United States.
So I saw a debate last year, it's more than a year ago now, between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore.
You saw it at Freedom Fest, right?
At Freedom Fest. Now, Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation. And this was basically a conservative versus liberal economist debate, as opposed to a conservative versus libertarian economist debate. But when a conservative economist, when you say a conservative economist, you're basically talking libertarian to some extent because, well, libertarians tend to be fiscally conservative, so there's a lot of crossover in that particular area. Anyway, So what the premise was why are people leaving places like New York, California, you know, basically the blue states, you know.
Well, you could just ask them.
Yeah, they don't. I don't know why they leave, and I don't think that people necessarily can answer why they're motivated to do things. But you can look at, on the whole, what people are doing. They're leaving blue states. They're going to red states. And Krugman's answer to this was weather. The weather. Now, why somebody would leave California, say San Diego, right. L.A., where some of the best weather in the world, and move to Texas, which is not, is beyond me, how you could believe that. But the fact of the matter is people are going to go where, you know, the jobs are, where the economic opportunities are, and these big blue states, the economic opportunity is not there anymore. But the welfare state still is.
The Sunbelt states of Texas, Florida, and South Carolina took in the most domestic migrants from those other states. Some critics questioned some of the numbers, including Fiscal Policy Institute Executive Director Ron Deutsch, who pointed to a Stanford University study that found that those who earn at least $1 million a year won't move from high-tax states. He said, quote, "There are many reasons people choose to leave New York, just as there are many reasons people choose to come to New York. To suggest migration is based on high taxation is pure speculation." Governor Cuomo's spokes bureaucrat touted the state's tax reforms and private sector jobs.
So you're saying that that Deutsch disagrees with Dicker and Cox?
That's correct.
Okay.
Let's go to Ashley in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, guys. Hope you guys are having a good evening.
Welcome.
Enjoying the program.
Thanks.
Enjoying
the program. I'm really glad that you got back to your news, to the prep, show prep right there, because I'm doing a real little bit of a research project, and it does, you know, involve a little bit of kind of the flip migration that's kind of gone on that we're seeing currently here in our country. And and I wanted to actually ask you, what day did that New York Post article come back? I'm very interested in reading the whole thing for myself. And
we'll put it up at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can check it out there.
Also on our Twitter.
But we'll go ahead and tell you now.
It will be. Okay. I haven't put it up there, but I will shortly.
We do that every
time.
Right.
This also does link to the study, or at least to the website that posted the study. So it doesn't link directly to the study, but it links to a site called newgeography.com, which allegedly posted the full study about the people leaving New York. I know you had something you might have also wanted to share with us, so stand by, Ashley. We'll bring you back.
So when is it? When's the article from?
3 days ago.
Okay.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, but the numbers are from 2014, so the study looked at, you know, they have to look at a couple years old numbers, because that's the way those things work. 855-450-FREE, join us on the radio. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us on the live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and you can join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. Enjoy the show. You like what we're doing on Free Talk Live? Then you can easily support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Go there and start your shopping through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. shop.freetalklive.com. Back to Ashley in North Carolina. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Had to get in a little profit center break right there, absolutely, and that's what keeps the program going, and I really appreciate you guys. Also wanted to ask, what was the name also of that article right there of the new New York Post, of what the topic that we were on about the population loss there?
Yeah, the news article is Taxpayers Are Fleeing New York in Droves. It was published on September 15th in the New York Post. And as we said, we'll put up a link on our Facebook and Twitter to easily allow you to find how to get there. But basically, we shared the whole thing with
you.
So what were you calling about tonight, Ashley?
Well, actually, I was kind of calling about that topic right there. I'm actually kind of outlining some things that I may actually go to print with. I've done a little bit of writing in some local papers and whatnot, but this is kind of a project that's been kind of ongoing. It kind of deals with my childhood and different things like that. But I don't know if you can tell by my accent or not, but I am a native of the southern United States and in western North Carolina, and It really is amazing. It's almost like a flip-flop of what's going on. I've noticed it during my lifetime. I know that during just this past year here in North Carolina, we've had two municipality metro areas go 1 million-plus, that being Raleigh, that being Charlotte. You're seeing that all across the entire
What do you
South
mean they went
now.
1 million-plus?
A million-plus in population.
Gotcha.
And across that threshold.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's 1 million-plus in population. I did, you know, of course, I'm only 39 years old, and even as a child, I never thought that we would even hit a number like that in any metro area in North Carolina. And, you know, we're seeing this all across the South. I remember coming across an article, it was a Post-Gar UPI article several years ago from the 60s talking about that Atlanta's tax rate base is not sustainable. It won't for the growth that they're wanting and all this kind of stuff. And it's kind of ironic because looking back now and seeing what's happened, that type of business-friendly atmosphere is what drove people there. I know that my grandfather's generation, you know, they had seven brothers and sisters, and only two stayed in the area. They all left, went up north, went to Michigan, went to Akron. They worked in the tire factory, worked at, you know, automobile industry, what have you, military, whatever. Took them to other places. But people left in droves. And then during the 1960s, we saw that finally start to kind of level out. And it's kind of interesting that in the 1970s, all of a sudden the new census figures came out, and by the time they're doing their estimates in 1975, they're looking back going, oh my gosh, during the 38 counties here in North Carolina that lost population during the 1960s, by the time 1975 rolled around, 33 out of those 38 that had lost population were now sustaining or growing. And that,
well, things definitely change over time. This is something that's disturbing to you, though. You're planning on leaving because of it?
Oh, I'm definitely staying because
you're staying. Okay.
You know, the opportunity is here. People are not leaving. Their families are not leaving anymore. Where it used to be, it was an out migration. You know, during the 1960s, there was a...
Yeah, I mean, if everybody's leaving, that's, by definition, yeah. The economy is not going to be growing in that place. So that's true.
Used to people left to go up north for opportunity. Now they're either running from it or they're not going to it. And it is very interesting. The Civil War and Reconstruction put a halt to a lot of to the growth here at one point. The Depression stopped it at another point, and it's almost now that it's finally happening for the Southern United States.
Do you think it's because of the business atmosphere? Do you think it's because of the weather? I mean, there's some arguments, and I don't think that they're completely spurious, that air conditioning is cheaper than fuel oil, right?
I'll go ahead and tell you. Weather does have something to do with it. Economic friendly tax base has something to do with it. And then also, we just happen to be really good doggone folks in the South.
Maybe it's just you.
Ashley, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your analysis, and interesting that you guys are having that growth down there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And certainly, if you've got a place that is economically doing well and the tax rates are comparatively lower compared to other states...
And you don't have to shove snow around.
It's going to bring in businesses. It's going to bring in investment. A lot of those folks who are leaving New York are looking for a place to go and sink down some roots. So hopefully we can work towards getting New Hampshire to be the best place in the United States for business. It is already the freest state of all the 50 states, but it is not the best place for starting a business.
Yeah, not by a stretch, but it's pretty good comparative to many states.
Compared to New England, it's the best.
Many, many towns in New Hampshire are losing people. They have been losing them for years, and I think that New Hampshire could legitimately blame it on weather to some extent. Right? Like, it's not because of the opportunities necessarily that people, when people leave New Hampshire, they tend to leave, young people tend to leave for big metros and big paychecks, right? But those big metros are not necessarily the business friendly South. They are Boston and New York and LA.
Well, of course, they're going to go to Boston and New York. You can still stay close to family if you got family back in New Hampshire or something like that.
Right. So yeah.
Let's go to Nick. He's in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey there.
I want to run this by you. I'm not wedded to this idea that the black market for illegal drugs serves as the economic floor for the minority population.
What does that mean?
In other words, if you were to legalize drugs, then the people who are dealing the drugs would lose that support, that economic floor, and they would fall through the cracks and become much more worse off than their counterparts in majority populations.
So are you arguing to keep prohibition because
it helps poor people?
It's helping poor blacks.
This is an argument that's been made in Colorado and Washington that, hey, drug dealing used to be done by black people, and now it's being done by white people. Now that it's legal, you took this from us.
So the problem is, the way I see it, is that the problem is with licensing. So if you actually had a truly legal situation, meaning an end to prohibition but no regulation on top of that, which so far no state has tried, and I wouldn't expect any of them to try anytime soon, but if that's what you did, it was indeed to just say, okay, drugs, no longer illegal, and just allow the marketplace to come up with solutions, that wouldn't necessarily put dealers out of business who are currently dealing. They could open up a storefront legitimately and not have to worry about raids by government agents if it wasn't illegal anymore what they were doing. They could still sell by delivering it or out of their homes or whatever, and we'd have a more competitive marketplace where those folks wouldn't necessarily have to leave that market. I get where you're coming from, Nick, and of course it's the government that's at fault.
Is that a racist notion, what I just said?
No, it's not racist. Racism is where you think somebody is inferior because of the color of their skin. So what you were talking about is the fact that poor people, and there's poor white people and poor Hispanics that also deal drugs. What you were basically saying is that poor people who are using drug dealing as their career are put in jeopardy by legalization. You just happen to use black people as an example.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, the reality is that poor people everywhere don't have the wherewithal and sort of the training and understanding and how to navigate the Byzantine government rules on being able to set up a business and these sorts of things. They can set up a business as evidenced by the fact that they can sell drugs. It is a business. Whether they do it well or not, well, the market will decide that.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. How did Gary Johnson botch it up in an interview recently? We'll tell you about it. He made some claim that banning something is libertarian, and you'll be shocked at what he said. 855-450-FREE, or maybe you won't be. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.